Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from DontParish.com. Hey, today I thought we would talk about a crown of thorns and a humble heart. So yesterday I was reading scriptures for the audio Bible online for women, and I read John 19, and as I was going through there, something came to me, and I wanted to share it with you. So let's read verses 1 through 3. John 19, 1 through 3. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers platted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe and said, "Hail, King of the Jews," and they smote him with their hands. And you know, it made me think about what he went through, and like I said, this thought came to me. I'll admit it, I kind of get righteously angry about women who complain about head coverings and dress. And you know, I'm just going to say, the scriptures teach women to cover our heads because a woman is the glory of man, and it means covering the hair, which is her glory, and it's for the angels. And godly women are to biblically cover themselves in long, loose dresses or skirts and shirts. Go look it up. We got a ton of articles on those things. So anyway, getting to the point of this audio, I was thinking about Christ, you know, as I was reading that he was God. And he created us, and he suffered the shame of mankind, and he died for us. And as you read through that, you know, they put that crown of thorns on him. They put a robe on him. Look what they did to him. And he didn't even complain. They were doing it to mock him. I mean, I guess just kind of ponder that. They put the crown of thorns on his head, and he just stood there. He didn't whine and complain about it. They put a robe on him. He didn't whine, complain. He did nothing. They just did what they did, and he did what he was supposed to be doing, which was obeying God, right? So they do it to mock him, but yet us, if we're truly godly women, shouldn't we be thankful for what he's done and willingly cover our head and cover our body and do it all for his glory? You know, John 14, 15 says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." So shouldn't we gladly obey him in that and be obedient to him? I mean, he was obedient unto the end, and he was doing the will of the Father. And us godly women, we're to be doing the will of the Father while we're here too, right? I mean, he's like the perfect example for us. So let's read Philippians 2, 6 through 8. "Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." We need to go back and ponder all this that Christ has done before us. And I just shake my head when it comes to women in head covering and dress. It's just insane. You know, because he wasn't concerned about pride and vanity or reputation or being looked down upon, was he? Not like women are today, or back then maybe, I don't know. Romans 15:3, "For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me." In Hebrews 13:12-14, "Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come." This isn't our world. We're seeking his kingdom. And there's no room for pride and vanity and anything like that. And I don't know. I don't know how any woman can read all that and still walk around with the pride and vanity like they're greater than he was. And I got to say it, no, covering your head's not going to save you, and putting on biblical clothing isn't going to save you. Doing those things, those are just a couple of the commands for women. Those are the fruit that we love him and keep his commands. And here, I use a scripture out on the streets a lot. Mark 8:36. "For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" So a rebellious woman, she can gain pride and vanity, and through that she's going to get the esteem of the world, right? And then lose her soul for all her unrepentant sins. Luke 16:15 has something to say about that. "And he said unto them, Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. A humble heart. That's what a truly godly woman needs to have. A humble heart that's willing to obey in all areas of her life, dying to herself and living for Christ, not pride and vanity and esteem of the world. And I want to read one of my favorite passages. And I'm just going to say, if it doesn't make you want to throw yourself at the foot of Christ and thankfully obey him, then I really fear for your soul. We're going to read Isaiah 53, 1 through 12. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great. He shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. I don't know how we can't have a humble heart after all he did. And I'm so thankful for my sisters who love him and obey him. And I wanted to share this too. A sister was just talking about looking forward to the marriage supper of the Lamb. I thought we'd go read that too. Revelation 19, 5 through 9. And a voice came out of the throne saying, "Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great." And I heard as it were the voice of the great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, "Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God." Yeah, what a glorious coming for those who are truly his. Praise God for that. But I got a warning for you. If you're in rebellion and you're not fully obeying him, this is what's coming for you. 2 Thessalonians 1, 8, 9. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. And as Jesus said, Luke 13:3, "I tell ye, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." So let us all seek after him with a humble willing, obedient heart. And I'm going to leave us with this. James 4:6. But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resist the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Amen. Praise God. Hold fast, sister saints. Love to you all. May God be praised.